Proclamation number 4861, dated the March 21st, 1950. God's voice can be heard everywhere. The gravity of the time. You live in an extremely difficult time and are constantly made aware of it because it not only concerns the earthly development and the history of the world but humanity's spiritual development, which you should recognize as being at risk in view of the near end. You have to admit to yourselves that extraordinary events direct your thoughts to spiritual problems. You also have to admit that the references to the last days match old prophecies regarding the end, and thus you must pay attention to them and be full of gratitude when thinking of the one who is admonishing and warning you. You ought to take every reference seriously and look at all earthly happenings in relation with people's process of development. You ought to know that every occurrence is merely a means to induce the human being to work at improving his soul, so that he will voluntarily strive towards God. This time is so grave because the consequence of a person's life on earth is of utmost importance, since missed or wrongly used time on earth cannot be repeated and yet no one can be spared the responsibility for it. But all admonitions and warnings are only possible such that they will not result in compulsory faith. They certainly point to the end, to the Creator and Preserver of all things, but they don't prove anything, and therefore there are just a few people who recognize the approaching end by the signs and who, aware of the spiritual hardship, hand themselves over to God. Then they shall speak on behalf of God and His kingdom. They shall try to convey their assured faith to their fellow human beings. They shall at all times be in contact with their Father of Eternity and accept the warnings and admonitions imparted to them in order to pass them on to those who are still distant from God. He that hath eyes to see, let him see. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. God's voice can be heard everywhere, His activity can be seen far and wide, and in all places people are mentally influenced from above. Yet their will is free, and God will not forcibly influence anyone even if an extraordinary experience clearly reveals God's activity. The time until the end gets ever shorter, the signs will increase, thereby facilitating everyone's realization and belief. And if a person is of good will, he will not resist and close himself to these indications. For God's grace takes effect in all places. The rays of the tiny lights which flare up everywhere can be persuasive if a person does not obscure them by not allowing himself to be affected by the rays. And blessed is he who follows such a ray of light and need not spend the last days in darkness. He will take the right path which will safely lead him to the goal, to God, his Father of Eternity. Amen.